pages we'll never get back. This is the Bad Book Podcast. We proved it by actually putting out a Bad Book Podcast yesterday. So you can't accuse us of not staying on mission.
Yeah.
Michael J. Nelson here, and Connor, of course, is with me.
What's happening? I've got the Nats Broadcast Network. Masson is replaying all the games of their playoff run last year because they won the World Series. And so,
how does that feel to do that so quickly after that?
As opposed to having absolutely nothing to watch, it's pretty good. I was listening to the games when I would fly, when I was still flying, I would listen to them on a plane.
Yeah, I guess pretty quickly after the Twins 91, I think people were, giving me videos of the game.
Yeah.
It wasn't 3 years later before I remember everything about it.
It's right.
Like you quickly do it. And then,
you were at those games, so you didn't hear the radio call or the TV call. So it's interesting to see.
Yeah. Also the details that you forget.
Oh yeah.
I will do a thing where, if I'm watching tennis, and people may think I am just the strangest person in the world for this.
Well, the last 4 weeks have, if they didn't before.
Yes, but no, this has always been where I'll watch a tennis match, and if it is over in Europe or whatever, so it's in the future, but it's on, it has happened 6 hours earlier.
Okay.
And I'll be watching it and say, I don't know, I can't take it. I want this guy to win, so I'm going to look at what happened. And then I will, and then I'll happily watch the rest of the match if the person that I wanted to win. So I know that makes me an outlier, but sometimes I can't take the tension of it.
My mom watched the whole, as we sat in 1996 and watched the Kerry Strug gymnastics event, having heard about it on the radio earlier that day, didn't ruin it for all of us.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But my point was that you're watching these games and you get a mix of the Surgeon General and Burks, the other Fauci, yeah. Doing these stern-faced PSAs for coronavirus.gov. Here's information. Here's what you should be doing. And then you get a ad for a tactical military grade razor. That a guy demonstrates how effective it is by shaving underwater in a swimming pool.
Oh, I've never seen that one.
It's a good illustration of the just the situation that we're currently in.
Stay frivolous, America. Stay frivolous.
It's one of those, has this ever happened to you? And it's like, well, absolutely not.
But, so you called this quarantine mini. You gaveled this to order.
I did
with an idea, and we exchanged one text back and forth about it. So explain yourself, sir.
I saw a thread on Twitter today. Someone was collecting their favorite TikToks, and I forget what the one that I watched and was like, I got to get in on this. It was a guy singing All Star by Smash Mouth, but it was he looked and sounded like Kurt Cobain.
Oh, okay, all right.
So he did the traditional Nirvana soft and then loud for the chorus of All Star and then going back. So, and I was like, this is the time. This is what's got to happen. So I thought, I've already downloaded and installed the TikTok app, and I wanted to challenge you to see who could come up with the best one of them by the end of the weekend.
And you can, just so I understand, you can do anything.
Yes.
It's just like you challenge each other. And the platform, so, obviously, is just a short video platform.
From what I gather, it's like a more versatile Vine, essentially. You can stitch things together, do different takes. You can add music in the background or effects and stuff like that. So I don't think there's anything. I mean, challenge is we will put it to our listeners and see what people think. I think there are challenges where it's like, I did this, I ate 50 eggs, and then you can have someone else do the same thing. But that's
right.
Not
but ours are just separate.
It's making like, a funny video.
If I get a cat to dress up as Hank Williams and play There's a Tear in My Beer, I'll win. Right?
Did you look at my idea list?
I'm sorry.
Damn it. All right.
Well, I peeked.
So yeah, I just you know, it's an app that lives on your phone. We're not doing much exciting, but there's got to be, you know, we are both have at times done funny things in our lives, so this could be an opportunity to see what you can do with 15 seconds of funny video.
God, this could go wrong.
We both have unwilling partners in the house who are could be coerced into doing such a thing. I've got a box of funny hats, so.
Yeah. I suppose it would just be derivative if I got two friends and then I swept their legs out from under him and cracked his skull on the sidewalk. That would probably not. Seen it, done it.
The first thing that we watched, because it gives you some examples, was like people doing a weird fitness challenge and both falling over and hurting themselves. So, you know, it is literally a blank canvas. So I think, whatever we come up with, there's, you know, no one's going to lose. Everyone who watches will probably win. You know, right? It's like WrestleMania, and that's how it works.
Yeah, that is a bold claim. All right. So while you were talking, I was thinking of things and dismissing them all. But I probably got something up my sleeve. Maybe.
Yeah. Well, weekends have never seemed longer, so I say go for it.
Yeah, and I guess the alternative is, and I don't care about spoiler alerts anymore in this day, that we're writing Suburban Sasquatch for Riff Track. So, anything is a welcome relief from that.
I was skeptical, but it's I like it a lot. It's a
do yeah. You?
I have the last part, so it's got. I looked at the credits. It's a written, directed, produced by. It does not have the director is not the star, but the "quote unquote" star is about as charmless. You would not buy a vacuum cleaner from this guy. So the fact that they trotted him out and were like, "Here you go, buddy, fight off a Sasquatch."
Doesn't the auteur of this his name struck me as being slightly just reminiscent of Sasquatch himself, and I wondered whether it was a pseudonym or something.
Oh, I didn't even know this.
Wasnoznich or something. I don't know. I don't know. I'll as a TikTok challenge, I'll look up the director of Suburban Sasquatch in real time. That'll be fun.
The bar is set high.
Yes.
All right. So the gauntlet has been cast.
Okay. Well, I'll pick it up and we'll see what happens.
Perfect.
All right. Enjoy your evening. I understand you have a mojito or something.
Yes. I've put on my beach jams. The shorts and a linen shirt, and put on a beach footage on the TV. So we're trying to got Harry Belafonte playing. We're trying to cast it back to 2 months ago, 3 months ago, I guess, in Puerto Rico.
How many times before you throw your mojito at the stereo when he says "Deo"?
Yeah, the album has "Deo," and then it has a song maybe five songs later that is clearly Deo, you know, part two, like, you know, let's go back to this well again on the same album.
Chubby Checkers, yes, let's exactly. Twist again like we did last.
But he didn't do it last year. He did it on the same. So, yes. But it takes you to a fun mind space.
Good for you. All right, enjoy it. We'll pick up the challenge.
All right, talk to you later.
This is 372 pages. So long, everyone.
Bye-bye.